We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody.
Honestly, without
being very immature off the air.
I'll read it, whatever, you guys.
Very, very immature. And we want to let you know some of you people are very funny out there, and we've been laughing, so thank you.
We're getting a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, we want to let you know that the seven-year-old in all of us continues to pop up from time to time. What do you have for us today?
Apparently, there's a great sports bar that Robert Hunt's cousin opened.
It's his brother,
oh,
Mike.
It's his brother. Okay, great.
You know, there was a Ron Hunt that played second base.
I'm
really
sure
good.
There was.
Got hit a bunch, and he had a brother, Mike.
Okay.
What's his name? Go ahead. What do you got?
Was it Michael?
He went by Michael.
Michael Hunt?
He didn't like Mike.
What's wrong with you guys, man? What is this? Five-year-olds? Come on.
Yes. This is what happens. Correct.
By the way, things got a little heated during the break there, this whole blue cheese thing. Like, I didn't know you were going to, like.
Joe eats a lot of blue cheese. He likes it.
I just think there's no way to ruin food better than to throw a little blue cheese on it. Like, a little crust on the steak, a little blue cheese crust. Disgusting.
Oh,
blue
no.
Cheeseburger, disgusting.
So on my salad, they bring chunks of blue cheese, and I go, no, I need the dressing. Is it homemade? She goes, yes, we make our own. I go, good. I'll have that.
Disgusting.
That's right. Hey, Woody, we're all different,
you know,
man.
What they do. They just leave the cheese out till it grows mold, and they just make it into blue cheese. That's all it is.
Woody, it's not for everybody. I never, when you tell me you like something, I never go, man, you're the only one that likes that. No one. No one else in South Florida likes that.
Well, we're out
then
there
why
saying,
the hell do they make blue cheese at every chicken wing joint you go to? They give it to you. They don't even, like, ask you if you want it. They know you want it because you're going to dip it in those French fries and those spicier medium chicken wings.
How about what was it you said out there? Because me and Zach both say we don't like blue cheese, and you go, how did you guys get this fat without eating anything?
No, I said, so what
That's
keeps you guys from
you
losing
said.
Weight?
Right, right. Oh, what keeps you guys from
losing
weight?
And Zach didn't answer it. He didn't want to go into
it. I was the only one
it.
To answer.
And by the way, you're not exactly skinny mini in the other room
No, I get
either.
That, but I, because
that
I don't
body's
eat mold
not exact.
Cheese?
Yeah, well, you guys make it sound like you guys are eating healthy.
Who said that? Who said that we're eating healthy?
Well, nobody's really come out and said, you know, I got some bad eating habits.
Does it look like any of us have good eating habits?
No.
I ate like a dozen donuts over the weekend.
There you
go. Here we
go. Right.
All right. not even going to be able to get to this Nick Saban thing that I feel like you're gonna spend the whole rest of the headlines talking
I'm
about.
I'm not going to say anything. Whatever you tell me about Nick Saban, he
Did
wants
you see this?
He wants everybody to have a chance to win in college football.
Right.
Here's Nick Saban.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I'd like to see us be able to work back to is, you know, everything in college football has always had parity. You know, same scholarship, you know, same academic support, healthcare, whatever it is. And, you know, I don't think we have that balance right now, which could affect, you know, the parity of college football and college athletics as a whole. So, and I know we got a lot of good people working on it, and I'm sure they'll come up with a good solution for us.
So I don't know. Maybe everybody can have the same recruiting budgets, and all the head coaches can make the same amount of money. And all the people can have their alumni in a dirty way come down and give players and their coaches and some of their parents money under the table, which has gone on for years down here.
You're just going to hear from guys like Dabo and Nick and people like that who are just against it.
They're just not allowed to have an opinion because they make too much money.
Right. I just
they make more than the NFL coaches.
Yeah.
How about we get Paul Feinbaum a studio or something? He's like in a crowded room there. All right, let's keep it moving. Here we have.
You got me.
What?
You got me.
I didn't even see that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was easy. Blue cheese, man. moldy cheese. We have a card hitting the market here. It is available at the moment. It is a 1986 Fleer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar sticker.
Ooh.
Now, if you know the 1986 Fleer set, that, of course, has the iconic Michael Jordan rookie card.
Ooh.
Not his actual rookie year. They have cards from 85, but this is really the true rookie card. You know, it's the
yeah.
You know what it looks like. Anyway, there are stickers from this set also. So there's a Jordan rookie sticker, and there's a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar sticker. There are 2,484 Kareem Abdul-Jabbar stickers that have been graded by PSA. Only 14 of them have received the perfect 10. So this sticker happens to be one of them here. And the current bid, $95,000.
Wow.
Expected to hit the six figures here for a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar card. That was kind of surprising to me.
One of 14. I mean, that, there's some value to that.
I don't know. All I know is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is one of the, from his days when he was Lou Alcindor at UCLA and got up every Saturday morning and watched. That was the only game on TV on the West Coast, UCLA basketball.
What else is there to watch?
And he's one of the greatest players to ever play.
Well, it was a different era.
He'd be really good today, would he? Woody, he would dominate games right now. He would chew up, you name a guy. Pat Riley, if you're up yet, he could tell you. That Skyhook?
Maybe.
Guy could shoot free throws?
It's hard to defend the Skyhook.
He's one of the greatest players.
You think he would start like in today's game or be like a six-man?
Oh, no. I think he'd be like coming off the bench giving you 10 minutes a night. Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah.
It was a different era when he played. All right, we had another one of these. This, by the way, looked intentional.
Anybody old can't play today, apparently.
No, it's just, the game has changed.
Jim Brown would be the best running back in football today.
That's different.
How's that different?
It's different. That's just running. There's a lot of things that have changed about the game of basketball.
It's a big, strong dude that was about 40 years, 50 years, 60 years before his time.
Okay. Did you guys see the Steve Aoki pitch? I mean, it's making headlines. ESPN is picking it up.
That's why he
did
it.
This does seem intentional at this point with these guys. Like, this guy launched the ball that would have ended up in, like, the 30th row. They have a net.
Right.
Up behind home plate at Fenway Park. But this seems a little bit intentional at this point.
I still don't get the DJ thing, man. I don't get it. And these dudes are making a lot of money. And
that's your takeaway from it?
He's one of the highest paid dudes. Yeah, I don't care about the other stuff. Like, got out there.
Okay. Have you been to one of their shows?
Guy makes a ton of money.
Does he sing real well? Does he play an instrument?
He does not.
Oh.
Well, unless you consider electronic music an instrument. But have you been to one of the shows?
I don't like the electronic music.
Have you been to one of the shows?
No, but we have them down here and I get to hear. Do you like it?
Yeah,
he loves it.
I do, actually.
You
yes,
like
I
it?
Do.
No, I'm not a big fan. Not
You're still a cool young guy, Woody. Yeah.
I'm not a cool young guy. I'm not cool at all, but I like the music. Yeah. And I appreciate true art.
That's what? True art.
What happened?
That's true art.
I don't know. Here's true art. Kim Kardashian
yes.
is going to be on the cover of the SI swimsuit issue. She deserves it, man. Good for her. Here's my question: Is this like? Do they still send these out in paper?
Joe,
like, do you still
can
get
you
this?
That?
It hits now. It says it hits newsstands on May 19th.
Joe gets it.
I don't know. It says newsstands.
So I'll be getting it on the toilet here pretty soon.
Right.
She what goes. The wife puts
stand,
it right
though?
In the toilet
Straight
for
to the
room
throne. Right.
Right in the bathroom, in the Joe Rose bathroom, right. In the corner.
Is that the one near the office?
Not allowed to go to. No. Not allowed to go anywhere else. Right.
But my real question to you is:
when you live with women,
I mean, I want
just leave
that.
Me alone.
Right. It says that the magazine hits newsstands on May 19th. What is a newsstand?
Well, that's what they call.
I know they have like those things in the airport, like, but like,
right. It's more of just a saying.
Like, where would you? Where's a newsstand?
I don't know. Mine still gets delivered.
Right.
I still get
Joe's
it.
Joe's that guy.
Did we used to have those though, right?
Like newsstands,
like places you go just to get like magazines
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
Times have changed, Woody, I know. You got a comment about old things?
No, I think that would actually be cool, like you brought that back.
To newsstands?
Yeah.
I think newspapers are still doing okay, though. Mm. I was talking to Hyde. He was telling me they still print a lot of papers.
I can imagine they do.
Pump up that Sunday paper. I know that.
I love the Sunday paper.
They want everybody to have that Sunday paper. Just take it for free. Mm. Look at the damn advertisement.
What's the point of Kim Kardashian doing the bathing suit thing, though?
So they could sell magazines.
She's got that video.
Wait a sec. So you don't think people want to see what she looks like?
I think everyone has seen what she looks like, except for
that's
you.
True.
I mean, that's a great point. Woody's got you there.
Have you seen her sex tapes?
There's not a lot of mystery left with Kim Kardashian.
I haven't seen the sex tapes.
I don't believe you.
Really?
No, I don't believe you. Not even for 1 second.
Have you watched it?
Me?
I haven't seen it.
I don't believe Joe. I have. I've seen it. Yep. I know Hollywood has and Joe has. Liar. Straight liar. I'm calling you straight out. It didn't even take me a quarter of a second to call you out on that.
That's
one.
Still like one of the top viewed videos on.
Of all time. You ever seen the Pam and Tommy Lee? Liar. Another lie. Two lies in a row.
On the boat? I haven't seen it.
I didn't say boat. How'd you know it was on a boat?
I was guessing.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said the movie.
Joe has the VHS 0-2, of the Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Joe, are you guys done?
He was the one that bought it.
Can you guys?
He started the whole thing.
He goes into the store.
Controversy.
Yes, I'd like the Kim Kardashian tape, please.
Can I walk through the?
You know, we got Goldie
to get to the video.
My friend Steve Goldstein is coming up here in just a couple minutes.
Will you ask him if he's seen it?
I will
before he goes on TV tonight.
I'm guessing he'll say no. He does. Listen, he is on TV. Can't. What do you think he's going to say something like that on the air? No way. I don't know if he has with Gold.
First three questions for Goldie: the Pam tape, the Kim
tape. All right.
And you like
ask
blue
him.
Cheese?
You ask him.
I'll ask him right off.
All right, right
Joe's
now
he's going to sit down with a bowl of blue cheese and the Kim Kardashian video tonight. Get ready for the games.
On a boat? Was it on a boat?
Make it sound like I just eat blue cheese by itself.
Do you?
No.
You sit down with a bowl of cottage cheese, what? Though.
Any carrots? Another thing.
Carrots and blue cheese. All right. Yeah, well, I mean, when you get wings.
Broccoli.
Broccoli?
Yeah.
What about celery? I mean, celery and carrots, we know that.
Day.
Ew,
all
you eat
day.
Uncooked broccoli?
Yeah.
Like raw broccoli?
So hard to chew that broccoli.
Wow. All right, you guys done? Because you guys, you know
how
what?
Do you get through that with those
The
teeth?
Boss doesn't have a TV, but he's got a radio.
It's a good point.
He's not up yet either, but he's going to be because I think the boss might be coming in today.
Oh, then.
If she's coming in, by the way, you want to talk about a bunch of phony and frauds at work at this place.
Right.
In an hour, we will know by how many people come in here if they got word she's going to be back in the office.
Great point. The coffee machine
doesn't
working?
Affect our guy, though.
Wait a minute.
Our guy still show up late. He'll still be 2 hours
care.
After.
Yeah, 11:30. What, the coffee machine working?
Yep.
Oh, boss is coming.
Matter of fact, they got some added coffees on there for.
Oh, she's definitely coming
Oh,
in.
Yeah. Some of the greatest ass-kissing ever is about ready to happen when she shows. She's coming in. All right, come in and bring all your stuff and make a day of it. All right. She'll be out of town. She'll be back out of town in a couple days.
Right.
Hey, Michael Kotze. What a great guy, man. I'll tell you what, man. I love talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and what he's doing for people right now. Get them approved. Refinancing is big right now. A lot of people want to know where do you go. The banks are taking forever. Service and just they can't get things done very fast, and you're frustrated. You want to purchase some investment properties. You want to fix up your own home. You want to take some equity out, and it takes too long. Michael Kotze says, I'll get it done in half the time of the big banks, and when the banks say no, I'm going to find creative ways to get you approved. No matter what you're looking for, reverse mortgages or anything else, Michael Kotze, put your questions together and call Michael Kotze. Been helping people here in South Florida for more than 25 years, man. He's going to be jacked up tonight because he's a big hockey fan. But I will tell you right now, he's only worried about one thing, getting you approved, answering all your questions, and helping you right now. And nobody does it better and faster than Michael Kotze. The service is spectacular, no prepayment penalty. I want you to call Michael Kotze today on his cell phone, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Visit choicemortgage.com. NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Listen, any question you have, somebody can get it done for you. Takes great care of you. Fantastic service that you can count on. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.